AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the World Economic Forum, President Trump made his case for U.S. control of Greenland.
And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease.
But he said he will not take it by force. And after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, Trump said they'd agreed on a future Arctic security deal. And he's dropping his tariff threats. Our Emma Burrows has more from Greenland.
President Trump described this Arctic island as a strategic piece of ice that he must control. Greenlanders we've spoken to think Trump is dismissing them as a people, and they are afraid of his threats. They've been told by authorities here to have enough food and supplies at home for 5 days. Greenlanders are also confused about why Trump wants to own their island. Trump says he must control Greenland to boost American security, but Greenlanders point to the fact he has a defense agreement with Denmark under which he can increase the US's military presence here. Greenlanders also think he wants to control the island to take advantage of its untapped natural resources and minerals. But Greenland's business minister said the island is open for US investment. The most difficult reason might be, Greenlanders think, that he wants to make America bigger on the map. This is extremely difficult for them to understand because it harks back to the great power politics that led to the Second World War.
In other news, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo obtained by the AP reveals the agency allows agents to forcibly enter homes without a judge's warrant. The memo reverses previous guidance. Meantime, Maine has become the latest target in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, and an appeals court has frozen a ruling barring federal officers in Minnesota from using tear gas or pepper spray against peaceful protesters. This is AP News. Astronauts' medical evacuation.
NASA still won't say which of four astronauts on the International Space Station had the issue January 7th that led to the first medical evacuation in the history of spaceflight. But crew member Mike Fink says,
when we had this emergency, the ultrasound machine came in super handy. So I'd recommend a portable ultrasound machine in the future for sure for all space flights. It really helped.
Japanese astronaut Kamiya Yui says he was impressed by how well the pre-flight training paid off.
We came back early, but including this kind of decision, this is actually very, very good.
Zena Cardman commanded the Dragon Endeavor's return flight. She says NASA made all the right decisions in prioritizing the crew's well-being. The three, along with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Platonov, had to come back more than a month early. NASA and SpaceX are now working to try and move up the launch that will send their replacements back to the station. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.